Welcome back, writer friends. This is episode number 20 of the Write It Podcast, and I am your host, Deanna. So today, we're going to talk about author organization tips, writing down your book ideas. Okay? So as authors, writers, bloggers, we do need to keep ourselves organized because we have to know what we've got coming up. We have to know what we need to be working on to reach our goals or possibly our deadlines. So it is important to stay organized. So writing down ideas, you might be thinking like, what is that? What do you mean write down your ideas? So I know that most of us rely on electronics to keep up with our ideas and schedules, contacts, basically our lives, really. But call me old-fashioned, there's something about writing down ideas that help me stay organized. And I'm guessing it's because I can refer back to the paper to see what I've written, make changes, add to it, take away from it, whatever I need to do. So I always have a little notebook that I'll carry with me or keep in the car or put in my laptop bag, so that I can write down any ideas that I have while I'm out and about, pertaining maybe to the book I'm writing, the, you know, article I'm writing, the blog post I'm working on, whatever it is I'm working on. So you never know when an idea will come to you, right? So if you don't have a notebook handy, then by all means, make a note on your phone. We have the little note apps, for goodness sake, and I do use those. But if I'm out and about and, you know, I'm working on a book and I'm out and about, don't have my little notebook with me because, you know, I don't remember everything all the time. I will take out my phone and open up the little note app and I'll make a note. But the key for me is that I need to remember to take what I wrote in that app and put it in my notebook because if I don't, I mean, not that it's going to be gone forever, but it's going to be gone until I open up that note app again. So just be sure that you transfer the information from your apps to your notebook later. And even if you don't have like a little notebook that you carry to you know, write down your ideas, you may have a notebook that you use to write your outlines for your books. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do your outlines on your computer. Maybe you don't do outlines at all. But for me personally, I take a new notebook for every book that I write. I treat myself to a new notebook and I use pink pens when I write my outlines. And I write the outline for my book in the notebook. So for me, if I were to make a note on the app on my phone, I would have to take that note and write it into my notebook, my big notebook when I get home. So having all of your book information together in one place will benefit you in the long run. This way you can refer back to it as needed or add to it as needed. So that's a big part of why I use a new notebook for each book, because at the beginning, before I even start my outline, I will write, things about my characters. I'll write their names, their age, what they look like, their family, and I'll list all of this. If they have a dog, is the dog a boy or a girl? What's the dog's name? How old is the dog? And all of this information, because chances are there's going to come a time, maybe I'll be halfway through the book and I'll be thinking, now, was this dog a girl or a boy? And then I'll have to refer back to my outline and get my answer. So it's really beneficial to keep all of your information in one place. So like I said, I buy a new notebook. With each book, I typically always use a pink pen. I mean, if I didn't have one available, I would use another pen. But I don't know, something in me just likes writing my outlines with pink pen. And then, you know, anytime I think of anything pertaining to that story, I go back to the notebook. And I write it down. And this helps me stay organized and it keeps me from having to remember all the little details. Because I'll be honest with you, I have so much going on in my brain and in my life that I don't always remember all the details about the books that I'm writing. I'm just being totally honest and transparent with you. But my brain doesn't always remember all of the little details. And I used the example earlier about the dog because it happened to me. I was like halfway through the book and I'm talking about this dog that this character got for her son. For the life of me, I could not remember if it was a girl or a boy because it had a generic name. I want to say the name of the dog was something like Coco because it was a brown dog. And if I recall correctly, it was like one of those big poodles, you know, with like the full-size poodles, and it was brown and had like curly hair, and I believe its name was Coco, but for the life of me, I couldn't remember if it was a girl or a boy. Now, mind you, I remember all these details about this dog, how big it was, the color, the fur, the name, but even right now, I can't tell you if it was a girl or a boy. I don't remember. I'd have to refer back to my outline to see. So anyway, see, if you keep all your information organized in one place, it will definitely benefit you later. You know, some days it's like all I can do to remember to wear matching socks. You know what I mean? And then other days I can remember little details about a dog that I wrote, you know, 10 books ago. So a few tips for you. Tips for writing down ideas to stay organized is to purchase a little notebook, and I mean one of those little ones, like that you could fit in your pocket or your purse or your glove box. Purchase a little notebook and a colorful pen, which is optional, but you may as well, whatever your favorite color is. I like pink. I like purple. Your favorite color may be orange or green. Buy a pen in the color that you like. Keep it with the notebook. Carry the notebook with you at all times. Like I said, pop it in your purse, in the car, in your backpack, in your briefcase, in your laptop case, whatever it is that you carry or you have with you, throw it in there. Keep it with you. Keep all of your book information in one place like we talked about. So even if you write it in the little notebook, make sure that you transfer the information into your big notebook later. And keep a special notebook for each book that you're writing. It'll really help you stay organized. So this podcast has been about writing down your book ideas. But as you can see, organization is important for a writer. They go hand in hand. So you write down your ideas and it will help you stay organized. I promise, promise, promise. So I hope you guys found this information helpful and encouraging and uplifting. I hope maybe it got your creative juices flowing and made you think of, you know, maybe some things that you can do differently to help you stay organized. Because I know for me, an organized life is a happy life. If my life is cluttered in any way, whether it be the house or my mind or the car or, you know, my writing, just not happy when I'm not organized. So take a look at your life. And see, like, are you organized in most areas of your life? Because if you're not, you may want to try to get organized and it may help you feel better about life in general. Okay? So here is to happy writing, my writing friends. I will be back soon. Have a fantastic, organized day.